We'll get to salary arbitration on next week. Some people avoided salary arbitration. The biggest, Trevor Zegras, 4 years, 9.125. He's going to stay with Philadelphia. A couple within the division, Connor McMichael, the Blues, they avoid arbitration, 6 for $6.75. And Cole Perfetti, looks like it's going to be done. He's going to avoid arbitration, 5 years, $6 million extension. So teams are trying hard to sign their players before they have to go to the arbitration table.
Yeah, and I will be interested. We have about 8 days before the Jason Robertson case is on the docket in the calendar, and we will see where it all goes. It feels increasingly to me like that case will be heard right now, just because of this weird kind of, not impasse, but I don't think the Stars want to go to sign the 1 year deal themselves. I think the Stars, if the Stars get a deal done, they want it long term. So I have a feeling that while there's other things getting done, including Nick Robertson, for example, settling with Pittsburgh before, it does feel like to me like we're not going to see a Robertson resolution before. That's my gut feeling on that one.
Yeah. And the schedule release, yep. Yesterday, David and I, you know, broke it down. So we did that yesterday. Is there anything that stuck out for you? Because I wanted to have some fun at the end. So, but from a schedule standpoint, is there any months or anything that stuck out for you?
I will say, for all the stuff that we talked about last year with condensed schedule and the Olympics, yeah, everything like that, still feels really condensed.
It does, doesn't it? Yes.
Like, it feels really condensed to me still. Like there's a, I'm looking at it right now. Like, and I know the season starts technically on September 29th, I think, on that Tuesday, but the Stars still don't start till October. Like, I look at October, right? It's like, all right, you have a 3-4 to start the year. St. Louis, Nashville, San Jose. You're play outside of a couple like extended breaks in February with built around what's basically the bye week and the All-Star. It still feels like you're playing almost every other day during the season. Yeah. And it certainly feels like this 84-game schedule is going to put some wear and tear on players.
Yeah. Just,
like, yeah. It is not going to be forgiving. And I, like, even the whole, I don't know, like, that Stadium Series game that's going to be February 20th. Doesn't it feel weird that the Stars are playing Thursday night before that?
Yes. And that to me is a trap game.
Yeah. Like, cause they're going to go, and the reality is the 19th, I would imagine there'll be a practice in Jerry World on the 19th. Right. But shouldn't there have been 2 days off to, like, shouldn't there be?
Yes.
Like, I guess I should probably look at Vegas' schedule. Like what's the one right here? What's the Vegas schedule that week, right? They're going to be coming in. Let's see the Vegas February schedule live as we do this.
Yeah, you're looking at Thursday, February 18th is when the Stars are at home against Philadelphia.
Yeah, and so like Vegas plays at 7:30 Pacific time on the 18th against Columbus at home. And, at home. And so I'm assuming obviously Vegas will have but for both the teams playing in that game on Saturday night, like they should have, maybe you have them play the 17th, the Wednesday night before.
Right.
Are we make your marquee events your marquee events, I guess. Yes. Is my, because all of a sudden it feels like we've crammed it into Or the other reality is, and I know you set the date before, you're playing on Saturday. Like, you could have, like, why isn't this game not on Sunday? Obviously, the TV stuff is what you figure everything out. But it's like, why is, I don't understand the kind of setup of this all. And I feel like it's kind of hurting the build up to that event. And like, you what you should have done is, it should have been what, maybe a Wednesday night, maybe Stars Philly should have been on Wednesday and everything like that. It's that feels like it's cheapening that event to me. The end of the schedule looks chaotic too, right? Like, it's the whole, in April you go Minnesota, Chicago, Seattle, 3-4, followed up by Utah, Nashville, 3-4. Like, I don't mind the getting both teams. I'm going to talk out of both sides of my mouth here, Gavin. I like seeing teams play more often. I think it adds some juice to it and everything like that. But now with 32 teams and how spread out the schedule is, I think you want to see, it's kind of a damned if you do, damned if you don't moment, but you want to see all, and you want to see every single team and everything like that. But the reality is, and once again, you can't be the NFL, but the reality is, you don't need to play every team in the NFL to care about the NFL on a league-wide thing. And I just feel like with where the schedule is and how many teams we are, like, when you play Nashville on, when you play Nashville on October 3rd, and then you play them, that's a divisional rival, right? So let's think, say, oh, Nashville is a divisional rival.
Yes.
Which they are.
Yes.
Team so big that you play them on October 3rd, November 25th. November 25th, and then March 27th and April 10th.
Right.
So what we're going to get, you're going to, like, that's, I just think it's become so big where we're starting to reach the threshold in my mind of, you either need to, I mean, we're getting to the spot in my mind of, do you need to play every team every year? Is it better? Like, is it just better? Or is it just better to be, I don't know.
Great point.
I'm bringing these things up because would it be better? Would you get a better product and a better quote unquote rivalries within your division, Gavin, if you just had a rotating, and once again, this is a crazy idea, I'm throwing it as we speak. Would you get a better product on a yearly basis if you played every team? If you're in the Central, and we're going to steal a bit from the NFL here, Central Division, you play every team in the Western Conference every year, but then you rotate which division you play from the East every year.
Yeah.
Will you rotate which Eastern Conference division you play every year?
I'm with you.
Yeah. So it's,
it raises ticket prices because there's a desire because you don't see the team as much.
And it's the whole, like, and you have this other stuff of like, okay, the fact of the matter is you'd like to be able to say, like, all right, so let's just for this year, right? All right. Let's just pretend, okay, this year we have, Central plays the Atlantic this year and the Pacific plays the Metro this year. Okay. So you get more games against everyone in the West and you have less games on the East. It helps with travel and it makes those games a little bit more marquee. And then next year we switch it and you play the teams from the other division. And then I don't know, like, it's like, I want to see every team. I get that from the old school thing, but the league is so big now that
we've
killed. It's become so big that we've killed what are the traditional rivalries, right? Like they're basically dead, right? The teams don't play enough. Teams don't play enough and they, and for me, I would be okay sacrificing. So let's say we were to do that and say, okay, hey, the Central plays the Atlantic this year. Would it suck to not see Ovechkin in potentially his last season? Yes, it would. But I'd rather see my team play extra games against the Central that have meaning and juice than say, oh, well, we're not, why are we not playing? Why are we not seeing Minnesota Dallas an extra two times? Well, cause they got to play the Columbus Blue Jackets and the New York Islanders. Right. Like I'm just throwing these ideas out. So
no, all right, I'm going to give you a perfect example.
Yeah.
If Colorado and the Stars play, obviously you're dialed in.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, because probably they're not a Central Division rival. If you're a diehard hockey fan, of course you're going to watch every, hockey game. But, Winnipeg, you're like, okay. However, December 19th and 20th, back-to-back in Winnipeg, count me in on that. Specifically the 20th when things get greasy because they're facing each other. And I understand schedules are difficult, and a lot of times it's done by AI now, but it's unfortunate that you play in a year where you have to go to Vegas twice and you only get one home date, which is the stadium series. But what if I flip, if I could, that home date in Philly for Vegas? So in other words, I have Vegas on Thursday night in Vegas, two teams playing on Saturday, buildup happens, things get greasy, they settle it at AT&T Stadium. That to me is something that I think is lost because of all the teams, and we kind of get it sometimes in the playoffs, is the drama and the rivalries and the greasiness of playing a team. Like, for instance, one of the things I'm excited about this year is Tuesday, December 1st at Seattle, Thursday, December 3rd at Seattle. To me, I love the back-to-backs with the same team. I think it builds character, and, candidly, it kind of leads into our next thing, which is, best road trips.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I agree. I 100% agree. So
I just wanted to mention this before we go, because we've gone long today. Sean is so generous with his time. So this is what I pulled, Sean, and please, as a guy who has gone to the NHL barns throughout North America. So I always think, October 3rd, which is going to be a tough ticket because it's one of the, it's in Nashville to begin the season. So it's a Saturday night game, but the Bridgestone Arena is at the beginning of Broadway Street or the end, however you're going up and down. There's hotels around there. It's a great trip Saturday night, so you can watch Stars hockey, and then you can just go out the front door and you have country music and bars. So love going to Nashville. I think it's great. February 12th and 13th, a Friday, Saturday, back-to-back. To me, the most underrated trip is Tampa and Florida. Why? Because Tampa is a great city. Go in a day early. Enjoy Tampa. I'm happy to help you. But then you get to drive through the Florida Everglades, because right at the ending of the Everglades is Sunrise, Florida. And that's where the Florida Panthers play. So that to me is a cool road trip back to back. It's a pretty easy drive, and a big portion of that is going through the Florida Everglades. Have you done that trip, Sean?
I have made that drive before. It is a ton of fun, actually.
Yeah.
So I think you're spot on with enjoy that is something to do. It's outdoor stuff. It's going to be a bit weather-wise. I'm not sure exactly what it's going to do for you on this, but I will say a super intriguing, fun thing. If you want to go see some really beautiful scenery and the world and everything like that. I do like that, that Thursday, that early December, Seattle, Vancouver trip, Pacific Northwest. You could fly into, if you want to do a full week trip, you could do that. But even if you just wanted to do the Thursday, Saturday, flying to Seattle on Thursday, see a game there, drive up to Vancouver, get a seaplane. You do the seaplane around Vancouver on the 4th, and then go to a game, and then maybe get out and explore Vancouver. I know it's early December, but it's definitely that popped in my mind right there.
Yeah, no, I love it. There's also an Amtrak train that goes from Seattle to Vancouver, likewise Vancouver to Seattle. and it goes along the coast. So you'll see seals, you'll see a bunch of stuff. It's pretty amazing. I took the Amtrak from Vancouver back down to Seattle and really enjoyed it. Yeah, that was one of my favorite trips.
The other one from a just the right time of year to go and everything like that. If you want, if you're going to rent a car and this is something that you want to do, in March, there's Calgary on the 17th, Edmonton on the 20th. Last year to see a game in the Saddle Dome, which is it's an old lovely old building. It is a dump, but it's a lovely old dump. Last year to see a game there on the 17th, rent a car. So you got 2 days between games to go explore, to drive around Alberta where the weather is going to, it's still going to be a bit cold, but it's going to, Banff is going to be about an hour and a half drive away. Rent a car on the 18th and 19th, give yourself the leisurely drive from over a couple of days to do a little bit of a short rental car road trip from Calgary to Edmonton in March. And then you get to see, old game building and game in Calgary, last place in one of the oldest buildings in the league. And then also get to go see an Edmonton game in Edmonton and see Connor McDavid. So yeah, that's a sneaky good one right there.
Another one, it's going to be cold, like Sean says, but you know, we're in Dallas. A lot of people like to see snow. Fly into Montreal over the weekend and then December 27th, because a lot of people are off between Christmas and New Year's. So December 27th, you play Montreal. Then you have a day to travel up to Ottawa, not that far. And you can see Montreal and Ottawa. Christmas in Canada is beautiful. That's another thought. And because it's Spits and Suds, I went the extra mile, Sean. November 17th, you play in Vegas. November 19th, you play in Vegas. Gavin Spittle went on hotels.com. And yes, you can get a hotel between $80 and $100 because that is a slow time of year in Vegas. How do I know? Because I lived there for a long time. And so around Thanksgiving is always slow in Vegas. To me, that you want to talk about cheap rates the following week, Thanksgiving week, you can get a great deal in Vegas. So those are some of the trips. I'm so glad to have you because you've experienced so many of these barns. And I will tell you, I've even gone to St. Louis, Sean. I loved watching a game in St. Louis. Just pick a city, folks, because it's an experience. I hear the experience in Columbus is fabulous. So pick a city, have a blast. If you've never gone to another city to see your team, I personally feel it's an amazing journey because you get to explore during the day and you get to watch your favorite team at night.
It's fun. Like just, yeah, it's, and there's stars in general, while to be a bit blunt, one of the nice things is the Stars typically aren't a jacked up ticket like
right.
The Blackhawks or Rangers or Bruins are. So it's still obviously you're going to run into some ticket price, but it's not like you're saying you're trying to go to an original six game, right? Where all of a sudden the ticket prices are jacked up. Say you want to go see a game in Toronto, or Toronto's always going to be expensive, bad example, but say you want to go see a game in New York or something like that. Your team is one that they don't really jack the ticket prices up for as much because of what the Stars are on the national scale. And that's not a bad thing. It's just, I'm just telling you how these ticket prices tend to work.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Okay. You did a new episode of Algorithmically Incorrect with Robert. Tell us about that and tell us some of the things you have coming up while at the same time enjoying some family time before the grind begins.
For sure. Yeah. We had an episode yesterday. We talked, obviously the biggest NHL news this week was the Steve Yzerman stepping down from, in Detroit, or getting let go in Detroit, depending on how it's the terminology technically comes out. But, and we were joined by my good friend Ryan Hanna from the Winged Wheel podcast, and they do a great job. Quick note on what Ryan and the guys do at Winged Wheel podcast. You may have heard me speak about times the Jamie Daniels Foundation. Ken Daniels is the play-by-play broadcaster for the Red Wings, and his son, tragically lost his life in his early 20s because of issues with substance abuse and everything like that. And he was put through the ringer of a system that is that is set up to take advantage of people in that. I can speak not from my personal use, sure. but I have a couple friends who have dealt with some things on that world. And so the Windmill Podcast guys do a great job with Ken and every single year in the board at the Jamie Daniels Foundation to raise a bunch of money for that, to kind of put the right resources out there for people dealing with substance abuse and everything like that. So we talked, so wasn't intentionally trying to get on a soapbox there, but point is, we had Ryan on, we had some great stuff about Steve Eiserman, talked about all of that, but they do a great job. And so it's important for me that we bring people on that are all about the right thing. So we did a great job, really excited about that. We'll have some more writing early next week. But man, Gavin, I'm really looking for, I got August 11th on the calendar for some reason. So I'm really looking forward to it.
It was so great because I just said, I don't know, the Frosties are going to be flowing. How am I going to get home? And Stephen is like, I'm in for the event. And by the way, you know, I'll get you an Uber. I'm like, I'm good, man. You know, but that's the guy. It's such a community. I'm like you, man. I am jacked. I'm working on a couple of other things. So I don't know how we're going to get everyone on the program. I don't care. I'm just going to have a good time. And however long the program goes, it goes. And then you guys are going to have an algorithmically incorrect the very next day, you and Robert live together for the first time. So we'll figure out that situation too. But it's going to be a cluster, but in a good way. So
it's going to be, again, a good way is a great example.
Mistakes will happen, folks. And, but at the same time, the fact that so many of you have already responded and said that you're going to go, that just means the world, to all of us. We appreciate it. And, it's going to be a great time. Sean, thank you so much for your time. I mean, the podcast this week, I've loved every single one of them. It's been a great week of podcasts. Thank you. A couple of listeners have reached out and, you know, complimented, and what a way to finish. Unless something big happens, then we'll pop on Saturday or Sunday. But, we'll be back next week with another episode. Sean, have a great weekend. Hopefully you get to get outside this weekend. Hopefully it clears up so you and the family can have a great weekend.
Yeah, Gavin, hope so, and always fun. And as I said to everyone, thank you so much for this, and we will see you all. We'll be doing the show. We'll do a couple more shows next week, but really look forward to seeing everyone in a couple weeks here.
Absolutely. August 11th is the date. Please mark it on your calendars. Boomer Jacks. The event begins at 6:00. It's their Fairview Allen location off of East Stacy Road. Very, very easy to find, right off Central Expressway. So excited about that. Thanks to Sean. You can support Sean with his Shap Shots Substack. So you can find that at his Twitter, at Sean Shapiro. Remember, folks, I always like to remind, these guys are so humble that come on the program, but they are supported because of you, and they love putting out the content. That's one of the reasons they enjoy coming on this program. So please support Sean and all his efforts with his Substack. Subscribe to his YouTube channel, Algorithmically Incorrect, that airs weekly with Robert, of course, D Magazine, and Elite Prospects. Sean is so high on them, and I am as well. That, what a great website for information. For Sean, I'm Gavin, our producer Gregory Finley. Thank you so much to the on-time experts, who will also be a major part of the event. Until our next podcast, which who knows, could happen immediately. We'll see. It's silly season, folks, but it's been a great week thus far, and have a great Friday, everyone.